Now, friends, we come today to the fifth chapter of the Song of Solomon at verse 6. Now, as we come here, I need to remind you again that we have here the romance, the love story, and that's what it is, this Song of Solomon, with this Shulamite girl, a girl from up in the hill country of Ephraim, in a family of tenant farmers, poor. Now Solomon wins her heart, brings her to the palace in Jerusalem. And this bride, I tell you, in these songs here, she reveals how she's impressed by everything that is there, by the palace and the throne and the table that Solomon prepared for them to eat. And, of course, the wonderful worship and so many other things. And then we had this lovely story last time about this bride. He came to rouse her up to come with him because his head was wet with the dew. And the reason was he was out yonder looking for the sheep that was lost, because you remember he was a shepherd. And also he was out on the king's business. And she didn't want to get out of bed. She didn't even want to open the door because, you see, the floor in that day generally was a dirt floor. And she didn't want to get her feet dirty. She'd wash them when she got in bed. She wanted to stay there. And what a picture of the church today. Church doesn't go very far from home. Very few churches get out from and under the shadow of the church steeple. They don't like to get off of the church step. In fact, that's pretty far for some of them to go as a result. They've lost fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Actually, they have. And I think that's one of those little foxes that destroy the grapes today. We lose our fellowship when we step out of the will of God. That's what it means to quench the Spirit. You quench the Spirit when you won't go where He wants you to go and do what He wants you to do. And so here, this bridegroom, and he did a lovely thing. It was a custom of that day. He came and put on the handle of the door the myrrh and the frankincense, and the sweet odor filled the room. And when she got up, she put her hand on the handle, and there was all of this frankincense and myrrh. And she looked for him then. She opened the door and called to him. And we read now in verse 6, "I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone." Fellowship's broken, you see, at a time like that. And I personally believe that there are a great many Christians today that have done two things, that they have grieved the Spirit, and that's sin in their lives, and they've quenched the Spirit, and that means they've stepped out of the will of God, not obedient to Him. And that'll break fellowship with Him. And that causes us to lose our joy. Now, it doesn't mean we'll lose our salvation, but we'll sure lose the joy of our salvation. And it doesn't mean that we've lost the Holy Spirit even. It simply means this. Paul put it like this: "Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." He didn't say that you'd grieve the Holy Spirit away. You wouldn't do that. You just lose your fellowship. And the great many Christians are in that position today. I had a man tell me some time ago, he says, "You know, you speak of the reality of Christ in your life." He said, "I don't have it." And what a dead giveaway that was. Well, I know that man. He's a friend of mine. And I could tell him very easily, in a very loving manner, I trust, that he's out of the will of God. I don't think there's any question about that. He has attempted to say that what he's doing is the will of God, and the reason is because that's what he wants to do. And he very definitely admits that this is the thing he wants to do. Well, it may not always be the will of God for us. And so the bride here, she's lost fellowship. I tell you, if you're not doing anything today for the Lord, you haven't lost your salvation. But you sure missed a whole lot. You are missing something. You're missing a sweet fellowship with Him.